This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The chance of us meeting here is off the scale. We are like, there are more stars in the known universe than the chance of us being here today at this point in time.
We can't do this. We can't keep doing this.
You have statistics, you have statistical expertise,
yep.
But you see each of these as
it's a human life. So, I know a database administrator, I've been one for 20 years, right? It's just data. This is different. It's because we're seeing human lives being destroyed. This data is a river of tears, and I feel the pain.
I'm Liz Gunn, and this is an emergency call around the world from New Zealand. Today is Sunday, the 3rd of December, 2023. The whistleblower who has put out the crucial information exposing the COVID lies, exposing the information that he had working for the Ministry of Health in New Zealand, has had his house surrounded by police at 2:15 today. The second person who backs up that whistleblower, and one of the people who contacted me along with the whistleblower, has had her house now surrounded by police.
They're admitting he published secret data. He redacted the names of the dead. But only the government had that database to know who was dead and who was live in the National Healthcare Database. Everything else he put out is public.
We will continue to be your single source of truth.
You can trust us as a source of that information. You can also trust the Director General of Health and the Ministry of Health. For that information, do feel free to visit at any time to clarify any rumor you may hear.
No one but him had control of all of them at the same time. And he says he looked it up. It's the only major tier one country that's high tech.
Because New Zealand is a small country, and got away with one database administrator to do this. So I'm in a unique position in the world, and because New Zealand is a tier one country with really good IT, I was able to manage and build the system and as be the only database administrator needed to look after it. In other countries like America or Britain, you'd need a whole team of people. So it would be very difficult for one person to get access to all of this information. But in New Zealand, because of the size and because it's got really good IT, I happen to be the one. And I think the universe has put me here for this reason.
So New Zealand becomes a seminal example for the
yes,
world.
Yes.
We are a petri dish here.
Yes, we are.
Though the Pentagon with one hand has been pushing it all, but with the other, we've got Pentagon reports saying mass death and a new Navy report confirming 900+% increase in heart failure in the military. It's a Navy report on the general military. They saw similar numbers. 900+, almost 1,000% increase.
So in July, Undersecretary Cisneros acknowledged the DMET data, the database working properly, and also acknowledged things such as myocarditis rising 151%. So what I did, I went in today. I'm doing the same thing, five-year average. However, I'm comparing it to 2022, and I only am using fixed-wing pilots and helicopter pilots, active duty. So we get hypertensive disease, 36%. Ischemic heart disease, 69%. Pulmonary heart disease, 62%. Heart failure, 973%. Other forms of heart disease, 63%. Cardiomyopathy, 152%.
So he went and crunched the numbers because he saw the numbers from other countries, and he found the same numbers. We have the insurance actuaries that Edward Dowd 2 years ago on this show said, soon I'll have top whistleblowers from the insurance industry go public. Now those whistleblowers in the last year have been testifying to Congress. One of them is a recognized top insurance statistician in the world.
There's going to be 145% higher mortality. And if you were to take these numbers and just apply them to the United States, that ends up being something like 600,000 excess deaths per year in the United States from this higher vaccine-induced mortality.
World War II had a 4 or 5% increase in death. World War I, about a 7 to 8% worldwide increase in death. This is a 40% increase starting in 2021 with the shots. Not the year before with COVID. No increase in death. Flat. Regular year.
As a the custodians of this planet. If we do this to ourselves, then there's no future for us.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My uncle, William Forrest Hammond, was a highly decorated helicopter pilot in Vietnam. And he then got recruited by the CIA and was high level. I mean, in charge of some things, because he spoke fluent Spanish and was the fastest radio operator, basically. Won national awards. He was a little kid. I won't go into a big story about him. Won national awards for Morse code. Commander's commander. And he got out of it in the late 1980s, and he never told me all of it, but he said, incrementally, they got him to do bad things in Vietnam and bad things in Latin America, but he finally saw stuff so bad, he said, there comes a moment where you decide which side you're really going to join. And it was when he saw them smuggling children out of orphanages going God knows where in Guatemala that he and some of the officers under him left. And they killed one of the guys, shot my uncle and him up on the side of the road, you name it. Went and picked him up off a stretcher at an Air Force base in Dallas with my mom and dad. And the reason I tell that story is there have been millions of good men and women throughout history, not just in America, that stand up against evil when they see it right in their face. And it's going to be the whistleblowers, low-level, mid-level, high-level, that are going to stop this global corporate BlackRock fascist operation that sees us as a bunch of animals. And a big domino in bringing that down fell last Thursday with a man who said, and they had lawyers and journalists that vetted it for months and proved it all and had their experts look at it, who said, I was the head administrator, the only guy that was able to see all the databases together and to see the huge numbers of deaths that we also see around the world. To the insurance company numbers. The next day, the corporate media said, yeah, he's real. He was an administrator, but he's misrepresenting it with no proof of that. And then they arrested him and took him to jail. And he got out yesterday, or a day and a half ago now, because New Zealand is a day ahead of us. And now we've seen other whistleblowers coming out as well. We see this Navy medical officer, high level, being relieved of his access and command. Because he has the official memos where they say we have a 963% increase in cardiac arrests since the shots. We can't even put helicopters and jets in the air. It's a crisis. He showed it. Well, now he's in trouble. But, you know, it was Edward Snowden that was, you know, talking about this and many others and said, when it's criminal to report crime, you're ruled by criminals. So he joins us for the rest of the hour. I know it's late over there. He's very gracious. Barry Young, the whistleblower, a real hero. Steve Kirsch, investigative journalist and well-known MIT computer inventor, is going to be joining us as well. Liz Gunn, the lawyer and journalist who broke all this with Barry Young. She's also going to be joining us. They're reportedly going after other people as well, but he got a standing ovation in court a day and a half ago. And so I want him to just talk about whatever he wants to get into here to millions of people that are watching and see him as an example. And then obviously I'd like him to speak to, is it his intent, which I think he's pretty much stated in the first big interview, you know, that he did when this all broke last Thursday, to spur others to come forward that are at this level. There's been one other case. It was 6 months into the British rollout. The Ministry of Defense was actually in charge of it. They actually said you should yellow card this, but then the government board said no, and yellow card means pull. So he is vindicated. He will be further vindicated. They say, well, he's not a medical person. How's he know? Well, this Navy officer is and is in charge of a bunch of stuff, and he's got their official Navy memo internally going throughout the Navy to the medical staff that this is going on. Record heart attacks, record cardiac arrest. So joining us, and we appreciate him, we're going to skip this break, coming up, we'll have more time, is Barry Young, statistician and whistleblower. Barry Young, also known as Winston Smith, 56, has been arrested by New Zealand authorities for exposing a damning database of COVID-19 vaccine deaths. However, the official charge was dishonesty assessing vaccination data. So that's not the crime of getting the data. It's a crime of misrepresenting it, they claim. Wow. Without any proof, without any examples. In a long form interview with Liz Gunn, former of the New Zealand Loyal Party, founder of the New Zealand Loyal Party, on November 30th, Mr. Young presented connections between specific COVID-19 vaccine batches and mortality rates. The data he shared was alarming, and we found the same numbers around the world where you have reporting systems. So he joins us now. Barry, we're all very proud of you. You're an example to us all. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your family's courage as well.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing better knowing there's folks like you in the world. We had a big federal whistleblower on yesterday. About 80,000+ missing children, and they found in sex slavery, many of them. So you guys are really the torch in the darkness here that we're counting on. I can ask a lot of questions, sir, but you're gracious to be here. Where would you like to begin?
Well, firstly, it's early in the morning, so I've had no sleep, so I'm a bit ropey, so I haven't had my coffee yet. And also, they picked a really good photo for the court, didn't they? I mean, how dodgy can you look? So, it's really good to be out. I'll say that. It's lovely. The sun is shining out here. It's a beautiful day. It's the beginning of summer in New Zealand, so it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful place. And, I'm just so happy to be out.
Well, you may think it looks dodgy, but I see a very honorable man right there.
Thank you. I was wearing my memory walk T-shirt from Alzheimer's. It's just the thing that I happen to be wearing at the time, but it sends a good message that I am actually a decent guy.
I mean, I want you to really talk about what you want, but I understand you're not a talk show host. You're a little bit reserved. Let's start with when you started to have questions and why the process of deciding to go public, and then what you found in the data.
Yeah. Like you say, this is my thing. This is my gig. I'm a back-level guy. I'm a database administrator. I live in the shadows of, IT, and our job is basically we're trusted with the data. That's what we do. We're chosen to be trustworthy people, and our job is to make sure all the data is reliable, and it's timely, it's secure. And all the, your bank transactions all get done, and they're all correct. All your bills get paid on time, all that sort of stuff. That's basically what I do. Data is my thing. So yeah, well, I helped build the system. There's a big team involved, obviously. I had quite a big part to play, I would say. They were singing their praises during it and ending it, and the whole project when it went live. They said, "Oh, Barry Young did a great job," and all that. So I did. From beginning to end, I was involved with it from, all different aspects of it. I'm very good at problem solving, fixing things. So I was involved with fixing all sorts of stuff and, debugging the code, the PL/SQL procedures and functions that go into it. I wrote a few Unix scripts to handle it, and I basically knew it from beginning to end. And it's a financial transaction system. So every single record on there has to be, you know, financially correct and auditable. And every single record on there, on the table, on the database, is audited by a complicated rules engine, which has to verify everything on that record as true and accurate. So it can be audited and it can be paid and it's all financially correct. So it is a complete, it's a very robust sound system. I said it's not the only system in New Zealand. We have others, but it is one of the biggest.
And so you're able to basically type things in and run reports.
Yeah. I mean, I've got access to the whole enchilada. It's basically because New Zealand's such a small place, it only needed one database administrator to do this, and that happened to be me. And I think, you know, God or the universe put me in this place at this time, so I could actually, you know, do this. And, you know, it's just, you know, fortune that has made it possible that I've had access to that. And I was never anti-vax either. I was never. I was involved with this vaccine payment system, so, you know,
you have a lot of credibility. So when did alarm bells start?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery series on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Or a building site or whatever, and you notice there's a machine or scaffolding or whatever that isn't safe and it's killing people, you'd say to your boss, hey, look, there's a machine over there that's killed 5 people already, and, you know, what are you going to do about it? In any other circumstance, your boss would say, all right, let's fix it, let's fix the problem. What you wouldn't expect your boss to do is suspend you immediately and then arrest you and then tell everyone else just to ignore everything and go back to work and ignore the pile of corpses.
Very well said.
Thank you. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but we need an inquiry to find out, definitely.
And that's what you're saying is we need a real public investigation, governmental, but also have the data out there. Took out the names. You didn't expose anybody's personal data. You did a great job. You had lawyers and experts check it as well. Correct anything if I say it's wrong. Let's talk about your arrest. People want to know about that. This is your first big interview. You did one interview that was great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like I say, my background is IT. I've had a very boring background up to now, very mundane. I was looking forward to, you know, quietly retiring one day and just, you know, pat on the back, good job. So I never expected anything like this. So, yeah, so I've been a good model citizen, you would say, for all my life. I've never been arrested, never been in trouble with the law. I haven't had a speeding ticket for 20 years. And so, you know, I'm a decent guy. I'm a regular guy. And then my arrest, my God, what a doozy that was. It was off the charts. It was the Gestapo turned up and eight cops with guns smashed my door in. I was not at the house at the time, so they couldn't actually wait for me to get there or anything like that. They just busted down the door, trashed the place. So I turned up. And there were unmarked cars in the drive, playing cars. So I drove up and I was thinking, oh, what's going on? The garage door was open. There was people milling about. I thought, oh, my son's got some friends around or something. So I stopped the car, pulled into the other drive. And then all of a sudden there were swarms of cops all over the car. And they're banging on the windows. They were going to break the window. And, just get out, get out. So, yeah, in a situation like that before. And they dragged me out of the car, put handcuffs on, like super, super tight behind my back, and then just put me in the back of a car. And, like, yeah, there was 8 of them. And, yeah, I've never experienced that. It was like the Gestapo, honestly. It was awful. And then taken to Wellington police station. And, yeah, it was not a nice experience. And then court, and then I was denied bail, and then off to Rimutaka, Wellington Rimutaka prison, which I must say the staff there and the inmates really, really nice, really kind to me. So I want to thank them.
Well, that was my next question. Because you were very astute. You said this was some type of special police unit. This was not regular policing that came and grabbed you. Can you elaborate on that? But then what I've seen with patriots like yourself, though, a lot of times they'll quietly apologize when they know there's no cameras around. Did any of the police feel sorry for them, or were they believing some lie about you? Did they say anything to you?
What they'd been told in the briefing room was, this guy's Hannibal Lecter, so just go after him and use any force, any means necessary. And I'm not a violent guy. And I shouldn't have been handcuffed. It was just ridiculous, the amount of excess. And they were all up for, you know, there was a lot of aggression in the air. And I didn't really think any of that was appropriate because I'm a peaceful guy.
Did they say anything to you?
Well, apart from just telling me to, you know, put my hands behind my back and get into the car. And, yeah, it was wasn't good. And yeah, anything I was saying, it was just like they were saying, just, you know, just shut me down. And they trashed the house, so I had to go into, because I have a gun safe, so they wanted to have a look in the gun safe and stuff. So I had to, you know, get out and get the keys and stuff. And the place was just unbelievable. There was a woman everywhere, and stuff was everywhere. They broke the lock in the garage. And
so you're saying they ransacked your home?
My wife's underwear was scattered all over the floor. And what the hell were they looking for that to happen? You know, it's a computer is, you know, this big. It's, you know, obvious.
Sure, it's pure intimidation. And, of course, here you are trying to stop them being murdered by this bioweapon, this lethal injection. Just incredible. But you're saying once you got to the jail, they weren't as brainwashed as these guys.
No, they were nice. The guys in the prison, and that was like really heartwarming. That, and I've got to say a big shout out to the inmates. You guys, you'd be good to each other. And yeah, the guards themselves were, some of them came up to me and said, "We're on your side." And that was beautiful.
They were trying to make them take the damn poison too. So
I know that all the frontline workers and stuff like that, who, this is what I want to stop. Because, you know, we're human beings. We've got a right to decide what we put into our bodies. So why did the force, the frontline workers, the border workers, the prison workers, even, you know, hairdressers, even to deliver a pizza, they were forced to have a vaccine mandated. And the government can tell you now, they say, oh, nobody was forced. They absolutely did. It was like, get the vaccine or lose your job. That is forcing people.
Incredible.
And that is wrong.
But very young, I really want to give you the floor. I've asked some decent questions. You made some great points, but I want to hear any points you want to get out when we come back from break and have Steve Kirsch on, another amazing person. But just briefly, what was your intent? You said to get an investigation, but I also would think, are you calling for more whistleblowers, more administrators to see your example? You've led by example, and to have the courage to stand up, because they're trying to roll out new lockdowns, new shots all over the Western world. Big Pharma's quarterbacking it. That's not in doubt. What is your message to others that are in your same position?
Absolutely come forward. It's, you know, it's got to happen. Their narrative is crumbling. Every time they come out with something and say, oh, an anti-vaxxer, I'm not, is, you know, coming out and spreading misinformation. How can I spread misinformation when it's government data? It's their own data. So every time they say that, the audience is shrinking, and more people are seeing the truth. And that's what needs to happen. More people, regular people, not our, you know, echo chamber that we sometimes live in. Ordinary people who, you know, didn't really want to get vaccinated, but had to be vaccinated just to keep their jobs, put food on the table. We need to reach those people. And the more people who come out and say, you know, this is wrong, the better. The world is turning now. It's coming our way. We are winning now. And this has got to end. And we have to have a fair, open, and honest inquiry about, you know, what went on and why it went on and what the world to. And it's just crazy. It's just wrong what they did. And, you know, anyone can see that. We should get this information out there and do the analysis. Have a government inquiry.
Absolutely.
And I offered that to the Deputy Prime Minister. I was desperate to reach him.
Hold on, sir. We got to go to break. I want to hear what you did before you went public.
Right.
That's a really important. I'm glad you. Oh, wow. That was a question I wanted to ask. Did you try to get this to people before you went public? And we have the statistics that are public around the world. Right when the shots start, boom, the deaths explode. It's everywhere. You can look at it right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are literally doing the work here. We are having incredible whistleblowers, investigative journalists, and more on who are bringing the world the truth of this massive crime against humanity. It's definitely the most organized global tyranny we've ever seen. It's corporate, and they're bringing in a world government, world treaty right now with the corporations that control the UN, Bill Gates and others, and control your bodies. This is their excuse for a world database, a world ID. This is everything. The central bank digital currencies, you name it. And I want to just point out that Steve Kirsch is a famous inventor of the so many things and a big MIT expert and a philanthropist. He's in England and just spoke to Parliament. So, you know, this is a full-time fight, folks. And big things are happening. We're moving on multiple fronts. And he's been, obviously, even before he went public, working and with the whistleblower Barry Young. I want to also commend Counterspin Media for the great job and persecution they've gone through in New Zealand. They're going to be co-hosting coming up the fourth hour with Maria Z. So this is international. We're facing the same corporate biomedical takeover all over the world, and we're unified worldwide, whether you're in Argentina, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in Saudi Arabia, whether you're in Germany, whether you are in New Zealand, Australia, whether you're in Russia or Canada or America, we're all here together. I want to bring Steve Kirsch here in a minute and really appreciate him coming on short notice. He's got a lot going on in the UK, really trying to change things. But Barry, you made a really important point when we went into the break that I wanted you to be able to basically elaborate on, and then any other points that you wanted to get out here.
Yeah, I just want anyone who's got access to this level of data just to be brave, because bad things happen when good people do nothing. And there are plenty of good people out there, plenty of good people. We just need to be brave and do the right thing, and we can end this.
I totally agree with you. The other question was, you began to elaborate on, we hit the break. You were saying you reached out to the leader of your country, which is saying he wasn't going to go along with your last two leaders.
Yeah. He campaigned, his election promise was to, hold inquiries about the mandates and so far radio silence. And I tried desperately to reach him, and I was saying, I'll give you this data, I'll work with you, I'll make you look like the greatest hero in New Zealand history. It's there for you, Winston Peters. It's there for you. And that's what you campaigned on for this election. And, you know, they all campaign, they're all happy to talk to people before the election, but after the election, they just go into the parliament, and you never hear from them again. It's just a uniparty once more. Just one single party, and they'll move in lockstep. And it's just, it's awful. But we can't reach these people now after the election. And he hasn't responded. We tried so hard to reach him and, give him this data and tell him, please investigate this. We need to know what's going on.
And by the way, that's key in law. Our laws are similar, common law, English common law, that you tried to go to the government and you tried to go through the system first. That's an interesting area. I want you to elaborate on that. But right now, I'm going to bring Steve Kirsch in and kind of let him host here for the next 25 minutes we have with you two together, because he's way smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff and with his observations or his questions. So, Steve, go ahead.
Well, one of the questions that's been on my mind, which Barry hasn't answered, and it's great to be able to do a Zoom call with him for the first time, is what happened when you sent the email? Did you send the email, and what happened? And why don't you describe what the email you sent was?
I
think it was really important.
A million times, yeah. So I was trying to reach the Deputy Prime Minister for a couple of days before then, and I was, calling them constantly. Got nowhere, so was Liz Gunn as well. And so we got nowhere, and I sent the email. It just basically said, I am a database administrator. I work for the Ministry of Health. These are my credentials. I implemented this database. I've noticed massive red flag safety signals in it, and statistically, doing some basic analysis, it shows that these vaccines are killing people, and there's a 100 billion to one chance that they're not killing people. So statistically, it's a certainty that they are. And I just said to them, in the name of humanity, you've got two choices. You can be on the right side of history, or you can choose to do nothing. And so far, they've done nothing. And
so
once I sent that email out, I just closed. My system just got locked down, and they came after me like a pack of wolves.
Ah, so now we're learning the backstory.
Sorry?
Steve, go ahead.
So Barry, did you send the email to everyone in upper management notifying them of a serious safety signal in the data?
Yes, everyone in the executive leadership team, all the deputy director generals, and then I sent another one to all members of parliament saying exactly the same thing.
So they know that your intent was to save lives, and yet they sent the cops after you, even though they knew your intent was to save lives. That is 100%.
Yes, they did. Well, first they locked me out of the system, and then they sent all sorts of injunctions and trying to stop me from saying anything, and sent a guy to serve a warrant or something, like a sheet of papers that I couldn't. There's like a telephone book. There's no way I could read through it. And it was just, it was just gobbledygook. It wasn't even addressed to me, so I don't know what the hell the purpose of that was. Maybe it was to find out where I was at that particular time, because the next day the cops show up and boom, I'm, in jail.
What happened? So what was the timing after you sent the email? Did they cut you off immediately from the system after you sent the email? They didn't even investigate?
Yes, they locked me out of the system.
Immediately, straight after you sent the email.
Yeah. And then I was summoned to at work the next day. And that's the funny thing as well. They sent me a disciplinary notice that they locked me out of my system. Because I've got high-level access. You can understand if it was a danger, why they would do something like that. And then I had an hour, a half an hour's notice to appear at the ministry for this hearing. And the funny thing is they got my name completely wrong and my job title. So it wasn't even addressed to me. So if it's not addressed to me, then why should I attend a meeting?
By the way, Steve, I know where you're going, and I want you to elaborate on this, but under international law, under common law, which is the basis of law in the West, the fact that they could have claimed they were stupid later when this all comes out. But now that he went through channels first and they retaliated, forcing him to go public, they've now made themselves culpable in the crime. Right, Steve?
I'm not an expert on that part of the law, but it is unbelievable to me that here you are, whistleblower, saying, hey, there's a safety signal, and they treat you as the criminal here instead of looking at the data and investigating. When I'm really curious what happened at this hearing that you went to.
Yeah, let's talk about that. When did this happen before this all unfolded? What's the time frame?
This was on Friday. I was due to appear 11:30. I didn't make the hearing. I couldn't make the hearing. It wasn't even addressed to me anyway. So after that, I received another a mail was couriered out, a letter saying, are you now suspended from the city?
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
You're a known guru, inventor of so much, we're a very respected pillar of the community. It's true. You know, Steve Kirsch, everybody knows that. I forgot to raise that. That's a whole other issue. The New Zealand government's trying to stop you, a very successful, respected journalist, from looking at data that has removed the names of the people and is anonymous. I mean, that's a scandal right there.
And not only me, Alex. They didn't just take down my server. With my derived data, my independent work, they basically claimed it was theirs, and Wasabi shut it down without ever talking to me. They closed my account on a Friday night, and they've never restored it. And they won't even talk to me about it to hear my side of the story.
Wow, very
how Wasabi treats their customers.
It's incredible. It's covering up
and,
a crime.
And not only that, I emailed the CEO and I said, hey, can we talk about this? This is not the way you treat customers. And he basically ghosted me. I gave him my cell phone. I said, please call. Let's have a dialogue. And he ghosted me. You know,
well, they're scared. They're scared.
It's
incredible.
Yeah.
A very young.
Alex, this is, well, let me just say this. Kevin McKernan. I didn't ask Kevin to help me out here. I posted something. I asked, I need bulletproof hosting. And Kevin McKernan said, hey, I put a copy of your data on my server at Mega. And Mega is in New Zealand and
beautiful.
It's controlled by the New Zealand government. So what happened is Kevin has close to a terabyte worth of data. It's on all his research that he's done for the past few years. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars and years of work. What happened is Mega took down his entire server, and they said, we destroyed all the data on your server. Go away. We don't want you as a customer.
Wow, people who aren't computer people.
For posting my data.
So Steve, they're running scared.
They're doing whatever it takes to disrupt people's lives illegally.
Yeah, but Barry Young, the whistleblowers, chomping in the bit. Barry, you're trying to say something. Go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, I was just saying, if this was rubbish, if this is all lies, if there's a madman just spouting off, why would they be doing this? Or is it because I'm telling the truth?
They're trying to stamp out the truth because it's in the data. I mean, continue, and then Steve. Guys, talk to Steve. I think he may have muted himself. Go. Steve, you may have muted yourself.
No, you're back. You'll be able to hear me.
What were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, they didn't deny anything. They didn't deny that it was legitimate data. You know, people have questioned it. They thought it was a setup. You know, a lot of the statisticians I talked to said, oh, no, this doesn't sound right. This is a setup. How do we know the data is legitimate? And I said, look, I've looked at the data. The data is legitimate. And the fact that they're pursuing Barry tells everybody that the data is legit. This is why they want to take him down, because they know the data is legit. And they know that I did a statistically valid transformation of the data such that we preserve all the statistical fidelity in the data without exposing anyone's privacy. Now, nobody thought this was possible, but I managed to figure out how to do it. And so this means that there's now no excuse. We have just demonstrated, because the New Zealand Ministry of Health has not been able to decipher any of our data, we have now demonstrated that there is no reason in the world for any government in the world to, they should all be making their data transparent, because I have a way to do that.
And we should have congressional hearings, parliamentary, which you were just doing in the UK. So in the time we have left here, they are running scared. They are in complete panic mode. This is the story. I mean, I was out Sunday with my daughter grocery shopping. Went to the park after that. And I had multiple people in the park, people at the grocery store bringing this up. This thing's really gone viral, thank God, you know, for Barry Young and Steve Kirsch boosting it. What comes next, Barry Young, in your view? What comes next, Steve Kirsch?
Well, the way I look at it is it's the people's data. I work for the government, but really I'm a civil servant. I'm a servant of the people, public servant. So my
You're a steward.
My loyalty is to the people of New Zealand, so it's their data. It belongs to them. So we should make it publicly available. And like Steve says, anonymized, redacted, it's heartbreaking because it is people's lives. It is. But you've got to look at it statistically. And we have to come up with some answers to this. And, yeah, we're not harming anyone. We're not doing anyone any disservice. We're not releasing any data.
Yeah, what do they have to hide? It's nobody's name. So let me ask you this. What needs to come next, Barry Young?
Well, we're waiting on people like Winston Peters, our deputy prime minister, who made this a campaign promise that he's going to look into it, to actually front up and do what he said. And it's got to happen all over the world. We have to hold inquiries. We have to look at it. Have a fair, honest, open discussion. But at least look at the data. Don't just try and lock people away. Because you can lock me away. You can put me away. But you can't hide the truth. You can't lock away the truth. It will always come out.
All right, let me say this in the time we have left. We can do a commercial-free show as well. It's millions of views. But I was sitting here before the show began, and I said, I'm really concerned about Barry Young. I really want to, because these selfless people never think about themselves, losing their job, what's happening. I said, asking Who's doing a GoFundMe? Who's setting up a foundation for whistleblowers? He's about to go through hell. We don't want to just support whistleblowers. We want to champion them and know we're here to support them. And the crew's like, we hear Steve Kirsch is actually working on that. So, Steve, you always think one step ahead of me. What do we do, Barry Young? You're a very humble guy, but you need money to defend yourself, and then you need money to champion you, to set up a foundation, whatever's coming. So the enemy knows when they come after whistleblowers, we're not just going to back them, we're going to celebrate them. So we got 4 minutes to break. Guys, what do we do here? Is there a GoFundMe? If they ban you, give, send, goes, it doesn't censor. What do we do, both of you?
Yeah, we want to make sure that Barry gets the best defense available, and so I will be taking steps to do that myself, and encourage other people to do it as well. But Barry is absolutely correct. It is the people's data. This is the public's public health data, and the people are entitled to see it in an obfuscated form. And the fact that it has been created for them because the New Zealand Ministry of Health was incapable of creating obfuscated data. But now that they have it and they have verified that it is not breakable, they need to be publishing this. They shouldn't be taking this down from servers. They should be saying, look at this data, folks.
Yeah, they should be proud of the Jacinda Ardern. I just want to point out, Barry Young, when I asked when he was coming on, he had no idea. I've not thought about the future. I'm unemployable now. No, he should be celebrated. The man's not even thinking about his next step. That's a real hero, folks. So, Barry, and Kirsch, you're a very successful man. I know you backed a lot of stuff. It's good to hear you're going to help him. But also, we need to crowdsource this. As soon as you guys are ready to tell me with our great audience where to point the support, I'm ready. So, Kirsch, are you going to quarterback that?
I will get you a link.
Good. Sooner rather than later. I'm not bitching. You're just taking action, so I'm asking you to do the work.
Absolutely.
Barry Young, you've been very gracious. I know it's early in the morning. If we can just, we got to go to break here in 1 minute. I'm going to come back to 5 more minutes to have you closing comments. I know Steve's got to go. He's in the UK. We have the lawyer that you worked with, Liz Gunn, coming on. But just any other points you'd like to make?
I'm just so overwhelmed by all the beautiful people out there and all the support I've got. And yeah, I never intend any dishonesty. There's no dishonest purpose in what I do. And every shred of evidence will point to that. And they can go through everything they want. There's not a dishonest bone in my body. I just want this to be made, the public to be made aware, to see it, to analyze it themselves and make their own decision. There is no dishonest intent here. That's the way I roll.
Well, we know where the dishonest thing is. They're trying to hide the data. And let me just say something. You're doing this for my family. Me supporting you is, at the end of the day, out of altruism, which is empathy, which is what makes us all have a civilization. You're standing up for my family and for my medical rights. So I'm not doing you a favor supporting you. You're a champion fighting for my family. And so is Steve Kirsch. Go to break 2 minutes from now. I'm going to come back. Final comments from both of you. And just this is incredible. Barry Young, Counterspin Media was the first to break it. Thank you, Counterspin.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.